The Body Fat Solution by Tom Venuto. Narrated by L.J. Ganser. Introduction read by the author.
As an aspiring teenage bodybuilder in the mid-1980s, I was initiated into the world of body transformation. That's when I began learning a philosophy and a methodology so effective for getting lean, I was ultimately able to achieve a body fat as low as 3.7% when I was at my competition peak. To give you some idea what that means, the average male has about 17% body fat, and the average female has about 25%. If you want to see six-pack abs, you'll usually need to drop under 10% body fat if you're male, and down to about 15% or so if you're female. 3% is essential body fat in men, which is the amount necessary just to stay healthy. This means that my body fat got so low, virtually no fat was left beneath my skin. People told me I look like a walking anatomy chart. In bodybuilding vernacular, the word for that is ripped. Mind you, I'm not naturally lean. Before I learned how to cut body fat, I had never seen my abs. In fact, I was a slightly chubby freshman in high school, embarrassed to take my shirt off for swimming class. How things changed. By my 20s, I became a multi-title winner in bodybuilding and got so lean and muscular that many people thought I was taking steroids or fat-burning drugs. The truth is, I've never taken a banned or illegal performance-enhancing substance in my life. I developed my physique naturally with nutrient-dense food, a carefully controlled calorie intake, progressive resistance weight training, the right dose of cardio, a mind focused on well-formed goals, strong emotional drive, and a great support system of friends, training partners, and mentors. I realized, of course, that most people had no interest in bodybuilding. Nevertheless, I was sure the type of nutrition programs I was using for fat reduction with so much success